This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got 3 hours left in the show, so plenty of time to be joining us and asking your questions. So if you have some questions, give us a call. We're definitely here to help you out. That's the whole basis of the show. Make sure you are successful in the garden. That's what we're looking for. And we want you to enjoy it at the same time. And we try to figure all these things out for you so that we're not worrying about some of these things in the garden all year. And we can actually just focus on, you know, enjoying ourselves, right? So that's part of why we are on the show, to help you be successful in the garden. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Noel is in Dover.
Noel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my phone call. I have noticed this year a problem with squash bugs and borers. And my question is, how do I prepare my garden this year so it eliminates them for next year?
Okay, so you've seen them, you know, most of the season, or when did you kind of recognize them?
Well, I didn't know what they were. I thought they were the stink bugs, but
yep.
Then I kind of Googled it after a while when I noticed my vines were turning yellow instead of the lush green. The leaves were turning yellow and
yep.
and brown, and I kind of Googled what that could be, and it said something about the borer. But then I had a pumpkin and some other squash, and they were covered with those bugs.
Yep.
Squash bugs.
Yes.
That started, oh goodness, that started maybe 2 months ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to remember when I first started noticing it.
No, I mean, you're right on. It's obviously, that's about the time that they will start, but they will continue until the end of the season, right?
So
what happens usually, so we'll go through a little bit of it. So the female squash bugs will lay their eggs, usually on the underside. They look like little red sesame seeds, if you will, right? And so instead of like a regular sesame seed, they turn red. So there's usually about June to, you know, beginning of July. They'll lay eggs all summer, Eggs usually will hatch in about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, you know, that. So it's a quick turnaround.
Okay. I did notice these little, they weren't red, like red, what I'm thinking of, but they were like bronze.
Yep. So bronze. Yeah. Okay. To me, red and, yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But these, once they hatch, they take about 4 to 6 weeks to really develop into the squash bug fully, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say this is July, that puts it middle of August. The good thing about it is only one of the generations will develop each year, right? So it's not like they will grow, become adults, and then lay eggs again, and then move on to the next and continue. But...
Okay.
The downfall is the adults will find a sheltered place for winter. So they can be there early.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that happens is when they show up is primarily when, you know, your squash and pumpkin maybe are a little weaker, right? When... You know, this year, July, we had tons of rain, then end of May and the beginning of June, we had cooler temperatures. So the temperatures were almost perfect for them to be there, right? So it's not easy. You know, you kind of look at it and say, well, you know, the conditions were bad for this to happen. Now, how do we get rid of the squash bug? Like, what do we do? You know, what are the products we want to use? How can we get rid of them going forward? So, during the season, when a squash bug is on the plants, you can use a product called Tomato and Vegetable 3-in-1, right? It's a organic. It's sulfur and pyrethrins. So, it's organic spray that you can spray on any of your vegetables, right? So, it's not bad. It's not going to harm you. Now, this time of year, as we start to get our gardens kind of taken care of, we get rid of some of the plants, we cut them back, etc., this would be spraying with something maybe like 8 yard and garden, like a hose end 8, okay? What we also want to look at doing is instead of... composting the leaves of the pumpkins and the squash, get rid of them completely, right? Because the adult squash bug overwinters in the debris. It goes into like those areas to create a infestation for next year, right? So it's finding a place to hide for the winter. So there for next year, what I'd want you to do is anytime you see any of those eggs, squish them, get rid of them, wash them off, and then spray the plant with the Tomato and Vegetable 3-in-1. But the bigger thing is now getting rid of any of the leaves. I mean, I would almost look at this year particularly is anything you used in the veggie garden, not composting. And not just throwing in the woods or something near the vegetable garden. I would look at seeing if you can, you know, get it into some trash bags and get rid of it. Or get it into, you know, the lawn and leaf bags. And if the town takes, you know, compost, you know, get rid of it. Don't have it on the property because, again, it overwinters in those little areas. And so that's a huge thing about getting rid of them. You know, the insecticides can, if we can get them now and kind of spray the area after you've kind of cleaned up, that's going to kill what's there, and it's going to reduce the population, but it's not necessarily going to take the entire population out for next year. So just kind of think of it that way. This isn't just like we're going to be done with it by spraying this fall. We're going to need to get ahead of time with like a tomato and vegetable around June, maybe July, maybe a little bit earlier. There's, you know, that's what I would use. There's also, there's another product that has the same active ingredients I think it's the, I'm going to look it up, fruits, citrus, and there's another exact product from Bonide. They're organic. It's called Citrus Fruit and Nut Orchard Spray. It has the same exact active ingredients, but this one comes in hose end version, so it's easier for you to use during the season. Whereas the Tomato 3-in-1 only has the trigger spray. So it's the organic orchard spray that is labeled for citrus fruit and nut. Okay. That will help take care of the squash beetle as well early in the season. And I bring it up just because it's the hose end version. If you have a large garden, you're not going to want to sit there with a trigger spray and walk around the entire thing, right? Right? So this is the hose end version that you can just plug into the hose. It mixes for you. You spray all over the vegetables. And I'd have to take a look at the back of the bottle, but it's usually a couple days. I think actually right on the front of the bottle it says use up to the day before harvest. So, I mean, that shows that it's not going to harm us, and it will take care of the insects there. So, look to do it. Another thing, and you probably already do this, but feeding your plants regularly every couple weeks is another thing that will help them stay healthy and away from some of these bugs.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick. I really appreciate your help.
No problem, Noelle. You have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. Listen, the question of the week is, one of our garden beds has developed yellow/brown mushrooms. What didn't I do? And the other two questions got to do with fertilizing pinky winkies and hydrangeas.
Okay. So the mushrooms, what did you do, right? It could have been a number of things, but the thing is, a lot of times those are natural and they happen from too much water, too much moisture in the soil. Maybe the soil is a little bit compact underneath it, so you might not be seeing it, but water kind of sits there, right? That could be part of it. Now, there is no like spray or anything along those lines that gets rid of mushrooms. You just got to pick them and get rid of them. It's not like we can just easily just say, all right, we're going to spray with this product and it's going to get rid of them. So there's no magical way to get rid of them other than picking them. Now, what I would look at doing is, maybe put a shovel in the ground, see how the soil is, see if it is really compact, see if it's like hard packed. If that's the case, then you could use like a pelletized gypsum. You could use, the Love Your Soil. You could use sulfur from natural alternatives. Any of those types of things you could do, to help break up some of that soil to allow the moisture to go through, the water to go through during the growing season and maybe not affect the soil. You know, it'll help and you won't have the mushrooms growing on there. So that's what I would do.
Okay. All right.
And then, so the fertilization of the pinky winky, and what was the other?
And transplanting a hydrangea plant. Have I got time to do that?
Yeah, so once the it's kind of gone by flower wise, and you're starting to see that no more like new growth is pushing through, right? Mm-hmm. That's when you're going to want to That's when you're going to want to move it. You're not going to want to do it. I think right now, based on what I'm seeing just in the landscape around here, the Pinky Winkies and other paniculata-type hydrangeas, they're still blooming, right? And so I would wait a little bit. I'd wait another couple weeks before I would really be digging them up to move them. Although,
okay,
the time of year when the temperatures cool down at night and during the day, that's when the best time of year to do it is. So what I would do is figure out where you want to put it, get that hole dug, dig as big of a root ball as you can handle for that other hydrangea, and then, you know, add some compost, some biotone starter into the other area, into the other hole, then move it there. You could also, to make your life a little bit easier, so the flowers are done blooming, you can cut it back by like a third, right? Cut the whole plant back by a third so it's a little easier to move. It's not as big, it's not as bulky, and then move it from there, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
So fertilize that with like a biotone starter because we're looking to help stimulate the root system. Now with the existing Pinky Winky, you can actually use now like a Holytone for the fall. So what I would use is you use it at half the rate. You don't use it at the full rate. So we don't want to stimulate new growth. We want to stimulate root development. And if you put in the full rate, it starts to stimulate new growth versus just feeding the root system to help it.
I got you covered. Okay, fine. Okay. Well,
awesome.
I'll give that a shot.
All okay, right, Bob.
Thanks. Listen, how's your move going?
Move is good. I'm moved in. I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. You have a great one. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Medical professionals take to court in New York's vaccine mandate. Christopher Ferrara discusses the constitutional concerns over the mandate on Fox's Is It Legal?
And they also have the belief that the state cannot compel someone who makes a risk-benefit assessment as to his or her own physical health to receive a vaccine. It's a violation of their conscience, and they hold that belief with a religious conviction as well. And this vaccine mandate overrides standard protections.
U.S. authorities moved some 2,000 people to other immigration processing stations on Friday from a Texas border town that has been overwhelmed by an influx of Haitian and other illegal immigrants, the Department of Homeland Security said on Saturday. Such transfers will continue in order to ensure that irregular migrants are swiftly taken into custody. This is USA Radio News. Outnumbered co-host Kaylee McEnany joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss General Mark Milley's defending his calls to China.
The bigger allegation is the nuclear meeting. The fact that General Milley inserted himself into the chain of command and then said, let's circumvent the chain of command. All decision making needs to run through me on our nuclear strikes. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. He is not in the chain of command, and he put himself there. And for that, he has absolutely no excuse.
The Biden administration ban on drones at the new epicenter of the border crisis may not be legal, according to Senate Republicans. The Federal Aviation Administration imposed on Thursday the no-fly zone for drones and other unmanned aircraft in Del Rio, Texas, where thousands of illegal immigrants have amassed. Senator John Kennedy said on Fox and Friends, I believe the reason that they're limiting drone usage is because they don't want the American public to know, and I think this is illegal. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call. See what we can do to help you out. You know, we were just talking with Bob from South Portland, and he brought up something I didn't even start talking about this morning. We talked about all these other things, but it's time to actually feed your existing shrubs and trees for the winter as well. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Bob, because you know, that is something else we need to be doing when it comes to our shrubs and trees. It's very important to get those things taken care of now, because it helps for next season. It helps get them ready for the next season. So what do we do, and why? You know, we look at the plants and we say, all right, what time of season is it? In the spring, on the back of the package will say, you know, full rate. It might say something along the lines of, you know, 2 pounds per, if it's 3 feet or wider, 2 pounds of the product, right? So we look at it, that says springtime. What's the next thing, right? The next is the fall feeding. So we'll look at it, and it says usually on the package, or you can find it on their website at espoma.com, that, you know, it says right on there, half the rate. Use half the rate of the fertilizer. And so our developed plants, like our hydrangeas, like our evergreens, our trees, our shrubs, right? We want to fertilize them at this time to help give them a boost during that winter time frame. Now, you know, I'm on the website for Espoma. Like I said, Hollytone. Right on there it says, feed in the spring and late fall at half the spring rate. So, perfect, right? You know, that's what we want to look at. One thing I just read from their website, and I never really had looked at it before with this saying it, but it says, blooming evergreens like azaleas and rhododendrons are best fed in the spring at the first hint of bloom color. We always just kind of said, you know, fertilize with Holytone in the spring. Just get it done. That's what you need to do. That's pretty good information right there. So think about that in the spring. But anyways, we want to use half the rate on products like this. So Holytone can be used on acid-loving plants. There's a huge list, right? Even some perennials in there like asters. But azaleas, blueberries, dogwoods, evergreens, hemlocks, hydrangea, juniper, lakothaway, magnolias, mountain laurel, oak, pieris, pines, rhododendrons, spruces. So a lot of this. So that's what you want to look at going forward, right? So that's definitely something to be thinking about doing for this fall for next year's plants. We're thinking ahead. We're trying to help our plants survive the winter because we know in New England, our winters can be crazy. They can be all over the place. It can be, you know, one day it's 70 and then the next day it's 20 degrees. And actually I've seen on Christmas Day, I don't know how many years ago, maybe five at this point, it was like 85 degrees. And then within a week it was in the 20s. So always happens, right? So those are things that, you know, we want to be ready for the winter conditions and how they are and how crazy they can be. So thinking ahead by fertilizing your trees and shrubs at this point is definitely a good way to go. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, another thing we could be doing at this time of year, say you've had issues with drainage in your lawn, your garden. Say you've had issues where you need to feed the soil versus feeding the plants. Now, let's look at, you know, a natural alternative product called sulfur. It's enriched with the protolyzer, but what it does is this sulfur can help break down some compact soils. It can break down some clay-filled soils. But what it also does is it activates some of the trapped nutrients that are in your soil. So it will go in there and with protolyzer will help your soil start to activate a little bit more. It can actually lower your pH level a little bit, but what it does is, like I said, it releases those trapped nutrients and allows them to go where they need to be. Now, it's odd, but one of the things I like to read are soil samples. I like to just look at them and get the idea of what's in there, what's behind it, etc. And soil samples tell us all these different things of what's in there. And when you see on a soil sample that you have high levels of lots of nutrients, something's going on to block it. So usually at that point, you want to get them released because they're just storing in the soil. They're just sitting there waiting to be used. You've probably spent these years putting fertilizers down, and they just keep storing and sitting and sitting. So these things are types that we want to add to the soil to release them. And so sulfur from natural alternative will go in there, break those downs, and release them where they need to go. It'll help root development. It'll help get all the other nutrients available, not just to your lawn and lawn, but to your garden and your trees and shrubs. So this is one thing that will definitely help your soil big time. What it does also, because the soil is a little less compact and it can go through, earthworm activity starts to increase, which is huge, right? Earthworms in a soil show that you have good soil. Earthworms want to be there. So the earthworms in the soil means better soil, better planting, better success, right? So the more you can feed and take care of the soil to help increase earthworms, the better. So definitely something to be doing. But what it also does, right, like I said, it releases those trapped nutrients. And when it feeds the lawn, it helps the lawn become stronger, which long term means less, you know, maintenance, less everything to take care of the lawn. Because by the time we get to that lawn and we want it green and full, that means there's less weed activity, less everything. So we take care of it. We feed that soil, and that rewards us with a better lawn. So definitely something to be looking at doing this time of year if you have some compact soils, if you're seeing water sit. You know, the other thing is think about this going forward. I don't want to talk about it, but that four-letter word, snow, get your minds out of the gutter. Snow is coming. What comes with snow? Another four-letter word. Salt. Salt is terrible for our lawns. It will actually burn the lawns. But how can we help that? If we want our roads cleared, they're going to put salt down, sand and salt, to clear the area to break down that ice. Well, if we put some of this sulfur down along the edges of our property where the salt will hit, what this does is it opens up the pores a little bit of the soil and allows that salt to travel through a little bit easier in the spring if it's just sitting there. Obviously, if you get tons of storms and it's sitting there, you can rake it off and clean it off. But the idea behind it is get ahead of it. Put some of this down on the areas that get hit with salt the most. And you probably try year after year trying to get certain areas with seed, and then you're successful towards the end of the year, and then the spring hits and it doesn't look good again because the salt hits. So sulfur helps break down those areas and allows things to flow through the soil a little bit easier. It's basically, you've heard my father talk about this years prior. It's a pelletized gypsum, just a faster acting gypsum, right? That's what the idea behind it is. Gypsum is one that breaks up clay, compact soils. Sulfur is a fast acting gypsum, okay? So those are things to be thinking about doing for next year. And if anything, I would look at just doing, the outside areas of the lawn that's close to the road, right? That's going to help you. It's definitely going to help you with the future for next year. So things to be thinking about. We're thinking ahead. We're thinking about what to do next. Another thing that we can be discussing a little bit here is we're going to start bringing plants indoors from outdoors. So what do we do? What products do we use to help protect them? Do we need to repot them? What do we need to do, right? So let's look at that as the show goes on. Now, there's some products out there that I would love to see you use in your houseplants that you're bringing in, right? There is a systemic product that you mix into the soil that can help with some of those insects that are coming in. Fungus gnats. Those are the worst. Everybody thinks they're little fruit flies, so they get the fruit fly protection when they're not. So a systemic houseplant will help with the granular. It's a granular and helps get into the soil and will actually help protect for up to 8 weeks. So this is a way to take care of it coming in, right? What else can we do? We can spray our plants before they come in with like a neem oil, an all seasons oil, an insecticidal soap, any of those, right? The temperatures are nice during the day, so you can still spray outside and not bring it indoors, right? Spraying the plants so that any of the flying insects that are coming around it will be killed and you won't have to worry about them. And then using the systemic houseplant, the granules mixed into the soil, he'll get rid of any of the soil-borne insects. So it's like a 1-2 punch to get your houseplants ready to be indoors, because conditions completely change. We're going back inside. Our plants are almost like it's summer again-ish, depending upon where they are. They've already started to feel fall. Temperatures are, you know, fluctuating. So we got to take care of them, and the insects will become active again indoors, etc., if we don't take care of them. So those are some things. The systemic houseplant, neem oil, all seasons oil, insecticidal soap, any of those to be spraying your plants ahead of time. If you have any questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, he's up next.
Don is in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I'm calling regarding a bunch of comfrey plants which keep cropping up in my garden. A few years ago, a neighbor gave my wife some comfrey, and now it's spreading, and it's spreading all throughout the garden. And I'm wondering, how do I get rid of the plants without, destroying everything?
Okay. Now, comfrey plant kind of clumps when it's growing, and then when it goes to seed, it can spread that way, right? So, you know, it's easy. I wouldn't say it's easy. Nothing's easy. But a lot of times the easiest way is to dig them, kind of pull them out the best you can. That's what's gonna be the most effective. But if you want to get rid of some of them, you know, maybe using a total killer type spray. And that doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, your like Roundup type. It can also be, there's organic styles of, like, we call them weed killers, but they could be, you know, right now the comfrey to you is acting like a weed. Right. So there are some products out there, Burnout from Natural Alternatives is one of them. Burnout is an organic spray. What it does is it will break down the outer coating of the leaf, and then the sun will dehydrate the plant and kill it that way. Can take a little bit of time. That might be the way to go, because it is a, it's organic, but it's also non-selective type weed control. right? You can actually use it in the lawn. It doesn't kill the grass, but I've used burnout in the past, spraying it on different weeds that are by themselves, and it will burn it out. That's the idea behind it, is it will dry it out. It's basically citric acid and clove oil mixed together. So that's an option to be spraying, and again, it's organic. So if it's by a vegetable garden and you're nervous, you can use that. If you want to use the synthetic, you could use like the cleanup. You could use anything that has triclopyr in it. That's an option. But those are ones that I would do. But the most organic is pulling each one out. But that, like I said, if you go organic, burnout or burnout two would be the way to go.
Well, all right. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Don.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got a couple hours left in the show. We're about a minute from the break, but we still have plenty of time. If you're listening and all of a sudden you're saying, oh, I only get you for 2 hours, go on to our website at paulparent.com. You can go to the top. It'll say listen live. That'll get you in to listen to the rest of the show online, and you can definitely hear us live. Same thing goes from the beginning. Say you only get us at 7. Well, we start at 6 a.m. I feel it every time I wake up on Sunday, nice and early. But those are the ways to get us. You can also go onto our website, sign up for our newsletter. We send it out every Friday at this point. You'll get it once a week. We'll go from there. So if you have questions, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to head to a break here. When we get back, we'll open up with the 8 o'clock hour. We'll continue on with our thinking to the next season theme of the day, if you will, and go from there, as well as answering your questions. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.